listening to Pop the Kettle On with Nicole Essio and Dr. Rachel Bushing.
Hi, I'm Rach.
And I'm Nicole. Welcome to Pop the Kettle On.
This is the Parenting, Womanhood, Marriage, Baby and Life Review podcast. We dissect the good, the bad and the ugly of family life and have a laugh about how it's depicted in popular culture.
Because it's always tea time.
And if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Me too. Hi, Rach. How you doing?
Hey, Nick.
It's season two. We are back.
We're here.
I'm so excited. I have tea. You made me tea.
I made you the herbaliest herbal tea of all time.
I know. And it smells very herbally. And I'm going to give it a go because I have faith and love with you.
Yeah.
With and for you.
Yes. It is love in a cup.
Well, it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Even though it's basically all leaves.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I like that.
It is chakra balancing tea from Perfect Potion.
Oh, thank you, Perfect Potion.
I'm really into it at the moment. I think it's because like every day I come into work, I'm like adrenal overload and I'm like, where is my love in a cup?
Yeah,
love this in a will cup. Help me find inner peace.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm.
It smells really, really flowery, but doesn't taste really, really flowery, if that makes sense.
It's probably a bit better once it cools down too.
Are you telling me to slow down? I will leave it there to cool down.
Nicole is here. I have a season two gift for you.
What did you do? You always give me beautiful little things.
It is my love language.
Aww.
I like to buy people things.
Girl power. See, mine is words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Okay. I'm going to have to describe it. It is a girl power badge. Girl power, GRL power. And that is going to fit beautifully on my lanyard for work. And it is purple and it's a love heart and it has a little female symbol and it is beautiful. Thank you.
And I know how much you despise tokenistic things for International Women's Day.
Well, the fact that you've given it to me not on International Women's Day.
But you'd buy it on International Women's Day.
That's just evil.
Anyway, I did also buy myself a matching one.
Aw, cute.
So I was just like twinsies.
Oh, that's very cute. But I do admire your brooch today. We need to take a photo of you and your brooch.
We'll get all brooched up.
Because it is gorgeous.
And then I have this for you as well.
Aw.
Because I got that as a free bonus when I bought a badge.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah. And that is going up in my house. You're going to have to hold that. So it's a poster, everybody. And
you can take a photo right now.
Yeah, I'm going to take a photo right now and you can put both badges on.
I'll get all badged up.
The pressure.
Badge, mark.
Badge and mark and happiness and face looking gorgeous with, what do you call that thing? Headphones. Love it. Okay, we'll post that for you, everybody. Oh, that's beautiful, Rach.
Welcome back.
I haven't been in the little shop of pop for quite a while and it feels nice.
Yeah, things have shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're growing. We've got more people coming on board.
That is so exciting.
All happening.
It is all happening. And what about life? How's life?
Life is good.
That's excellent.
How about you?
Yeah, life is good. Busy. Mm-hmm. Like dance and sport and work and, you know, stuff.
All happening.
All happening.
Well, in Bushing Town, I have a very interesting revelation for you.
Ooh.
It's related to GRL PWRA.
PWR?
PWR.
Yeah.
Mid-90s.
Yep.
Engineers of girl power.
Yes.
Five of them.
The Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls have exploded in my home. Stop right now. Thank you very much. And even the boys in the house, they love girl power.
Oh, my goodness. Have you sat them down for the film?
Yes. The film is what did it. Because Ben taped it for my little girl. He was like, and for me. He's like, it was on TV.
I did not know this.
A month or so ago. And so he recorded it off the TV and he's like, oh, here you go. She might be old enough now that she's 7 to appreciate. And like all of them love it. The boys are like, who's your favourite Spice Girl? Yes, parent dreams are realised.
It's a riot, that film. Like it is so much fun.
Yeah.
And I went with a girlfriend of mine to see it at New Farm Cinemas, and they did like a 20th anniversary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she dressed as Ginger and I dressed as Sporty Spice because, you know, you gotta get into it.
Yes.
And I hadn't washed my hair, so I could just put it up in a ponytail. And we're tracking pants.
You could have done like the crazy braid bun things.
Yeah, I did that for a birthday party dress up once. Mm, scary. Mm. I did that.
But is it in costume or is it just because it was the 90s so you could chuck your hair? Do you remember when you used to do your hair in those like tiny little buns?
Mm.
Like all over your head?
Well, I didn't do it myself, but yes, I remember it very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
why do I want to say Gwen Stefani or something like this? Yeah,
no, it was definitely No Doubt era all about Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's interesting that you mentioned Spice Girls because that was when Big One finally figured out where babies come out of.
Because there was in the movie.
In the movie, one of the girl's friend has a baby. Yes. And yeah, that was, I think Big One was about 3.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until she was about, I don't know, 6 when she started asking how they got in there in the first place. I had a solid 3 years. It was great. But yeah, it's a very edumacational film.
It's all so around. Cute. It's quite literally about nothing.
Yeah, but riotously celebrated nothingness.
My husband is like a movie buff. He's like, there's no reason for this to be as good as what it is.
Yes.
Like, they really got lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Complete irreverence, not taking themselves seriously just celebrating crazy.
Oh, so Spice Girls are just on rotation in my car and I'm in heaven.
That sounds it's wonderful. Amazing. That is a good day.
And in other news, my little 7-year-old got her ears pierced.
Wow. That's big.
So
did you take her?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah. And also my half sister,
who
has holes all through her ears and belly button. Was slightly inspirational.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Held her little hands while they.
Yeah. It's really not a big deal in the end, is it? That build up is a lot worse.
I know. She really ummed and ahed. She was very kind of like, I don't think I ever want to. It's going to hurt. And then she's like, it only hurts for a minute. Oh,
she put a brave on.
Earrings are so pretty. Yeah. She really like seesawed back and forth and then just was like, nope, I want to go do it. Yeah.
That is adorable.
I know. It's really cute. She held my hands, her tiny little hands when they did it. And then they did it and she just like her eyes just instantly melted into like tears. Like her whole face went red. Like that kind of like, she's like, it hurt.
Yeah, it did.
And it was so cute because the lady who did it, there's 2 ladies, like one on each ear doing it at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Which is genius because otherwise, like one done, the 7-year-old would just be like, no, not again. So did it at the same time and she was like, oh. And she said, hop down, have a look in the mirror. The minute that kids see themselves in the mirror, they stop crying. It's like flicking a switch. Because it's really like,
impressed that they did 2 at once.
Yeah. Yeah, very professional. It's like, and it's surprising how frightening it was for me. Like, mummy, you know, like when you're the kid, you're just kind of like, I can do it. And it's just so confronting when you're the parent and you're like, my poor little baby.
And taking them for needles every time is bad enough.
I know. Yeah. She's just so grown up.
Oh, that's a big milestone. Spice Girl intro and earrings.
So. I know.
Big week in your house.
Yes, indeed. Exciting.
We had a very big week in our house.
Yeah.
We finally found out what the joy of Bluey was all about.
Hooray!
I had heard about Bluey, and I'd never seen it. And I was just, I don't know whether the Smalls are slightly beyond it or.
Yeah.
But.
Because it is on ABC Kids, like Channel 22.
Yeah.
And now there's that ABC Me, is that what it's called?
That's, yeah.
The slightly older.
Slightly older kids one.
What's the number for that?
23?
23.
Maybe.
Mm.
Yeah. And so I kind of had heard the legend that is Bluey. Mm-hmm. A couple of our friends had posted about Bluey on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you so much for introducing me to Bluey.
So amazing.
She is the cutest thing.
I know.
It's just delightful. From a you know, psychology point of view, what is the likes of Bluey teaching our kids compared to like Peppa Pig or, you know what I mean? Like what? It seems so much gentler and kinder and, I don't know, more intelligent.
It seems kind of like more woke parenting.
Yeah.
Because Pippin's probably, what, 15 years old or something?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, not Peppa the Pig, actually. The series.
Like The Simpsons, they never age.
It's the magic of cartoons. That's why we need to write our own cartoon. It goes forever.
See, having said that, I would always defend Peppa Pig. I was always of the belief that Peppa, even though Peppa was a brat.
Sometimes, yes, absolutely. Sometimes.
And the dad was always just this bumbling fat figure who did everything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the mum was like haggard and kind of like eye rolling.
But Miss Rabbit was a total legend.
Oh, don't tell me Miss Rabbit's like your role model.
Mate, the things that woman can't do can fit on a, I don't know, a 10-cent piece.
Oh, my God.
She's amazing.
It's such a – we used to watch so much Peppa. And I actually – like Ben would always say, he's like, I can't stand it. It like grinds on my bones the minute that comes on. But I was always like, this is entertaining and funny. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that most of the time when they depict, you know, George having a spat and going, wah, that usually it wasn't condoning that behaviour.
No, I can't think of them going celebrating a tantrum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But God, how quickly you get kind of involved in the whole landscape. Like,
do you know there's a Peppa Pig world?
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
What, in London or something?
In the UK, wow. At something called Paulton's Park.
Paulton.
Paulton's. They have a Peppa Pig world, kind of like, you know, Dreamworld, they had the Wiggles yeah. world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Wow. I'd like to go there.
You yeah. would love it.
I don't mind Peppa.
I want Bluey World.
Yeah, I know, totally. Oh. Did you notice? So I asked you to watch Takeaway.
Yes.
That was my first recommendation.
Oh, what a good recommendation.
7 minutes of heaven.
Just beautiful.
It happens to be the first one that we watched.
Ah.
Yeah. We kind of – it had an amazing – I'm going to have to share an article after we talk on our Facebook because yeah. it had this amazing, like, almost viral kind of, like, it really took off, yeah. like, within the first couple of weeks when it was released. Mm. We had a friend told us about it because a friend of a friend of a friend, brother, works on Bluey because it's Brisbane-based. Hello!
I know, it's amazing.
And so they kind of, like, let us know, but it was still a few weeks until we actually switched it on.
Yep.
And then just, like, spent all this time watching it bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Takeaway was the first one that we saw.
Oh, and what a delightful little thing that is.
I know. It's just – it's like a short film.
It is a short film. But it's a – for want of a better description, it's like a love letter to family mm. and the – just the joy in the mundane, the joy in the everyday that you can find as a family. Mm. And I just love that because,
yeah.
you know, a lot of films or a lot of shows are like showing big things that happen, you know, mm. like it's a wedding or it's a, you know, mm. it's a big celebration or it's a special occasion. And this was just going out and getting takeaway, you know, they're at the Chinese takeaway place.
Sitting and waiting. The whole time. Mm, I need to wee. Turn the tap off. Mr. Crow, it's too spicy for you. I've seen it a lot.
But it's adorable.
It's adorable.
And, you know, fortune cookies are very wise.
And I'm just a little bit in love with Dave McCormack.
Yes.
That's his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband has always, a long time, been in love with him.
Yep. From his Custard Days.
From his Custard Days, which is still going. Did you know?
No.
Yeah. They actually released an album. What year was it now? I want to say last year, but it could have even been year before.
Oh.
And, yeah, Ben went and saw them in concert and he bought the album. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
Well, I love their earlier stuff, so yeah. I imagine it's just as fun.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, like, that's on high rotation in our house as well.
Nice.
The kids are like, oh, it's the Bluey Dad.
It's the Bluey Dad.
Oh, okay. What else? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that, like, is very obvious is just the kind of gender, the lack of kind of, like, typical gender role sort of stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
Because I think most people assume
– and, you know.
Sorry?
Dad's bringing the washing and yeah. dad's working from home.
Yeah.
And
it's, like, mostly dad.
Yeah.
To the point it's, like, where's mum?
Yes.
She's always like, I'm off for a walk. See ya.
She's on the phone.
But even like, I think most people assume that Bluey is a boy.
Yes.
Because he looks like a boy, but doesn't because he's a dog.
Yeah.
But there's something about being blue and the blue healer that just you go, oh, I think he's a boy.
Yeah.
And nothing, I think it was a couple of episodes in until we were like, oh, they're both girl dogs.
Yeah.
Because it's just there's nothing really to indicate or orient you around, like, would they, which one are they, like, you know.
Because, you know, just kids.
Yeah.
Just
they're little, not doing girly things or boy
things.
Just
little healer kids.
Mm.
Well, you know, Blue's Clues Blue is a girl.
What did you just say to me?
Blue's Clues.
Don't know what that
the
is.
The dog. Oh, Rach.
Blue's Clues dog.
There is a show called Blue's Clues.
Okay.
With a dog called Blue, and she is a girl, and she has a best friend Magenta, who is pink.
And I don't care.
Okay. See, that was big kids' time, so you've missed out on that. I will have to send you a YouTube link to Blue's Clues.
I also missed out on like Postman Pat.
Oh, that's sad. Speaking of Postman Pat, Afterlife. He's in Afterlife, but not actual Postman Pat. You'll have to watch it.
Okay.
Rach and I were talking beforehand about Ricky Gervais' Afterlife.
Right.
And that's another thing that I would love you to see. So I'll have to send you Blue's Clues and then you'll have to get into Afterlife.
There is just so much to catch up on.
I know.
We have a list of about 30 things that we want to cover.
Yeah. Speaking of which, obviously, season two.
Mm.
We're back, badder than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hear from you guys and let us know if there are things that you – I mean, we have a list of things that we want to talk about, but, you know, it'd be nice to know what you want to hear about. Because otherwise we're just talking to each other, which is lovely. But, you know, if there are things you want to talk about, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But Bluey, being a Brisbane-based thing, actually has sort of – I don't know. I just love the way Bluey's dad says things like, hey, Buster, hey, mate, you know. Mm. And it's the way I talk to my kids.
Yeah.
You know, all of them.
Yeah.
Girls, boys, you know, mate, yeah. Buster, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And even, have you seen the one where, I can't remember the name of it, but they go to New Farm Park?
No, I haven't seen that one.
And you can just tell it's New Farm Park because it's like the powerhouse and the city cat's going by and the big jacarandas?
Yeah.
So they have it at New Purple Farm ones. Park. I think even like the roses and like the little rotunda kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's not mentioned, but it's just so exciting when you're kind of like, it's New Farm Park. That's so cool. It's the one where they try and like, they make this little stew that's about like controlling the parents.
Interesting.
Have you seen it?
No. No, one of my other favorites was Hospital.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was adorable because, you know, dad was like, they're like, play with me, dad, play with me, dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, is there a game that I can play lying down? Which is like, parents everywhere. Is there a game I can play lying down? Because that I'm in for, you know?
Yeah.
And
I think maybe one of the difference, like, yeah, it's the parents are very interactive with the kids.
Yes.
And, it's entertaining for parents.
Yeah.
We showed, like, my sister who doesn't have kids, my mum, like, we sat them down because my kids are, like, obsessed with it. And we're like, I'm like, it's actually really good. You should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my God, it actually really is good. I just feel like this crazed zealot because I'm kind of like every person on the planet Earth needs to watch Bluey right now. But it makes you feel good to be a human being.
Yes.
And it, like, inspires you to be a better parent.
Hell yes.
It's like, how is this 7-minute show doing all of this?
But not in a preachy kind of you suck the way that you do things already kind of way, but in a look at what you can do, just a little simple thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, the one where he's working from home, the dad's working from home, and he's on a yoga ball. Oh, yeah. Yoga ball. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And he uses it like to roll down the hallway and the girls have to get out of the way and, you know, it's so cute and just little things that can be big fun. I mean, it's the reason that 1-year-olds at Christmas play with the box, you know, like it's imaginative fun play that they can kind of create and come up with themselves that's from simple, humble things.
Yeah. And did you notice on Yoga Ball what he calls the game of rolling the ball down the hallway?
No, I can't remember.
Because I missed it on the first pass.
Yeah.
Second pass, I heard it. They're going, can we play this game? Can we play this game? And he goes, oh, Raiders? okay. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Because it's a big ball rolling down the hallway.
So clever.
That is brilliant.
Why did I never think of that game?
Oh,
I'm just like, where are they getting all their ideas from? I can't wait for season two.
Yeah.
So when it, I think it's like 1st
you
of
said
April.
1st of April.
Did I?
Something like April.
Yeah, I posted something on the Facebook.
Mm. I'm looking forward to Bluey coming back. Mm. So now that, I mean, we've reintroduced the idea of ABC Kids to the Smalls because they've kind of gone on a YouTube bent, really, and mm-hmm. finding random things like there's something called Dude Perfect. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a bunch of guys that do trick shots and all that sort of stuff. It's fun.
Right.
It's like masculine kind of energy, but not in a toxic way. And they just do fun things like shoot arrows into, you know, to turn their lights off in their warehouse and stuff like that. Just, you know, trick shots.
You have told me this. I don't know if you've told the podcast.
Oh, there you go.
No idea.
Well.
People, have you heard this?
Get onto it. But yeah, when I was doing my homework and watching Bluey, they were right into it. And so then we went down a rabbit hole and had to watch lots and lots of episodes. And we were doing it as a family.
Yeah.
Which is another thing. Like you don't sit down and watch kids' shows with your kids.
No. No.
Like, I mean, I don't want to sit down and watch Peppa Pig. I can see a bit of a Peppa episode.
Yeah.
But I don't actively choose to sit down and watch it.
And there's certain ones like Hey Dougie.
Have you seen that? Even that?
I'm so stupid. It's some big dog. And they go, Hey Dougie. And he goes, Woof. You clearly have seen it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I dissociate the entire episode. Mm-hmm. Shaun the Sheep is another one. Mm-hmm. At the moment, Shaun the Sheep is on right before a Giggle and Hoot go to bed.
Right.
And so all I say to my kids is like, Shaun the Sheep's on. That means it's nearly bedtime.
Yep.
Or you're late to have a bath tonight and therefore you've missed Shaun the Sheep, so straight to bed or whatever it is.
Yep.
And the same. Shaun the Sheep, it's actually high quality, like, filmmaking. I can see that.
Yeah.
But I seriously, I'll sit down and I'll be like, la, 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 la. Yeah. I'm not paying attention.
Well, see, story is everything.
Yeah.
And there's no story in those. There's such beautifully crafted little life moment story within Bluey. That it, and it's done so lovingly and gently and, it's just kind and sweet. And
actually, you know what the challenge should be? If anyone has watched Bluey and not loved it, they need to let us know.
And you need to be specific. You need to tell us why. We want examples because we will not be happy. No.
Best thing ever. They should show it in kind of like, you know, like dementia wards. They should show it in like cancer wards. They
dementia
should
wards? Explain to me why that.
Because it would just make anyone feel good.
But the other thing, speaking of dementia wards, is they were creating like Alzheimer villages, you know, where you could just go and do everyday things, but within a safe.
Yeah.
They made like a little Wonka village or whatever.
Yeah.
So like the little mundane, everyday little Bluey stuff that's just so sweet and kind fits in nicely with that, actually.
Yeah.
I could see that working.
Of course, you've seen as well when they take like, they do that, put like nursery like daycare kids into old age homes and have like those kind of days together.
So brilliant.
Oh my God.
So brilliant. Yeah, I posted a photo on our Facebook page this week as well of a like a 104-year-old great-great-granddad sleep next to the baby, and it's like that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's making those little connections, and I think that's the Bluey thing that's really sweet. It's all about human connection, you know, because there's no apart from the phone and the takeaway, you don't really see screens in their world.
Oh, there's one with an iPad.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I haven't seen that. But yeah, it's just that idea that, you know, you actually need to kind of look at each other and have a chat. It's really cute.
Mm.
So thank you for introducing me and the family. We
You're
are
very
now
welcome.
Bluey converts forever. Bluey forever.
Did Paul like it?
I'll get a tattoo. Bluey forever.
Bluey forever.
Yeah, Paul loved it.
Mm.
Yeah, he loved it. Because, I mean, that's... It's funny because that is Paul, you know, those kind of making fun out of nothing things.
Yeah.
That's absolutely who he is and the way that he operates as a parent. And it's really kind of cute to see it on screen in the form of a blue healer.
Aww.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I loved it.
Yeah. Mm. Louis, two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
All right, well, should we cut it off there, because we're back for season two, and even though we're like super, super, super excited, let's just kind of like save some of that energy for the next time.
Yeah, that's a very good idea, because I've had very little sleep, and so my energy is running out. And this tea is actually really quite calming and chilling, so I'm feeling a little – and I'm, do you notice I'm like leaning into this couch now?
I'm telling you, it's happy tea.
It is really lovely. I'm really surprised. You know what I'm like with my tea. I am a crazy person about tea, and this is delightful. Thank you.
Louis, two thumbs up. Tea, two thumbs up. International Women's Day, two thumbs up.
Oh, we really should talk about that. Girl power. And my serious aversion, but
yeah,
I'll leave that for next year.
All right, I'll see you next time, my darling.
Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us again, season two. Welcome back, lovely to have you out here. Mm-hmm. We obviously have our Facebook page still, so come and visit us at Pop the Kettle On. Mm-hmm. It's always tea time, and follow us. You can subscribe to the podcast, obviously, on iTunes or Overcast or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, or you can listen to it from the website, and give us some reviews.
Do you know, I looked at the iTunes thing.
Yes.
I didn't realize we have reviews.
We have reviews.
And ratings.
Yes, we do.
Well, I knew we had listeners. I was like, oh, people have left comments.
I know, that's really
Thank you very much to those who have left comments.
And do it again.
Yes. And Nicole and I are on our personal little kind of like heading straight towards kind of like Oprah level fame. And the only way we can – we're on the path.
Definitely.
It's happening. But you can give us a little boost of just kind of floating our boat up a little bit more in the podcast fandom ratings.
Yes.
And that will help us get there. By the time I'm 93, I'll be Oprah.
Okay. I like it. if you can't be Batman, be Oprah. And, of course, we've got our website, popthekettleon.com.au.
We do.
You can find us there. You can find suggestion box, really. You can get on there and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can find me at Pop Psychology, littleshopofpop.com.
And
until
I'm on Twitter at Nicole Lissio. You're cutting me off, man.
Sorry.
So I'm on Twitter at Nicole Lissio. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, until next time.
Hug your babies.
Hug your babies and be kind to each other.
I'll see you next time, honey.
Bye.
Bye.